Welcome to another Business and Personal Podcast, where we bring you closer to the people you do business with. And really thrilled today to have Thea Lazariaga on with us. She is the founder of MedEyeCare. She's a Medicare specialist based out of Greenville, South Carolina, and has an amazing story of what led her into this and what her passions are behind it, and just how much she loves helping seniors in general. So first of all, Thea, thanks for joining us today. I know you're busy, but appreciate you fitting this in your schedule.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Pleasure is mine. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
So, you know, now you take care of seniors. You help them through a very difficult and challenging process of Medicare plan selection. You know, some people try to do it on their own, and it's very, very difficult for them. So you're taking care of seniors now, but it was a senior that took care of you early in life, I think, that kind of helped fuel this passion, correct?
Absolutely. Yes. It was my grandma, who I call Lola. I grew up in the Philippines, and grandma is called Lola. So she was and still is my Lola Thela. Unfortunately, or sadly, she's no longer with us.
So, you know, when it comes to being a Medicare specialist like yourself, and a lot of the agents I work with, nobody ever wants to be labeled as a salesperson, more like a senior solutions specialist. So, you know, how important is it for you to have people look at you as just like a solutions specialist, first and foremost?
I don't want to be called a salesperson. You're right. Although, I think I've been selling since I was 18. I believe that we all sell ourselves every single day, regardless of personality. But you're right. I don't want to be called a salesperson. I refer to myself as a Medicare advocate because I truly advocate for seniors. I want to make sure that they are put in the right direction. I believe that that is my purpose and my calling.
A lot of times, you know, with the agents that I work with, the most common story is they hear from people that tried to figure out Medicare on their own and were so thankful when they found out there was an agent like you that could help out. And oh, by the way, you just have to pay attention. You don't actually even have to pay any money for this expertise. So I'm sure you've had to clean up some mistakes that people have made in the past. When they do find you and figure out you can help them out, what is the most common thing that you see that you end up leading them in the right path on?
So first of all, I think seniors need to understand that Medicare is very complex. It's not easy. It's not simple. There's very different parts of Medicare. And then to make it a little bit more complex, the plans can also or are also coded by letters. So there could be many mistakes if you're coming, you know, from a totally different world and you're introduced to Medicare and you really don't know which direction to take. So first of all, I need to stress this out. We at MedEyeCare, I've been doing this for almost 18 years now. And my purpose, like I said, my calling, my mantra every single day is to make sure that I'm out there helping seniors in your research, enrollment, and beyond. What that means is you come to me, you show me your needs, your medications, your doctors, what is it that you're looking for, a plan, your budget, and I help you fix everything. So I look at it on a holistic approach and I make sure that I don't leave any stones unturned. You know, I look at every corner and I make sure that I guide you by meeting your specific needs, because sadly there could be a lot of mistakes that you could do in purchasing a plan. Number one, Medicare is not free, right? Yes, you've paid for it while you were working. That's your part A, but part B, there is a premium for part B. Okay. And it does not end there. You're only covered 80%, right? So what are your options? In most states, and we're licensed nationwide, in most states, a lot of folks don't know that you only get one golden ticket for life. That only happens once, to enroll with a Medicare supplement plan with no medical underwriting. And that's a huge mistake that people do. People think they can enroll with a real supplement plan, not an Advantage plan at any time. It doesn't work that way.
So, you know, what are some key dates and on the calendar that people should look at? So someone's watching this, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I found out about her. I would like to work with her. Let's first of all start with the people that are not quite 65 yet. They're getting close. They're thinking about Medicare and trying to prepare. When should they really start honing in on a plan for them?
So basically, those are what's called, there are different enrollment periods, right? So for folks who are just turned 65, you're generally given 90 days prior to the month of your 65th birthday and 90 days after to purchase a Medicare plan without medical underwriting is called the open enrollment period, where you're allowed to enroll with a real supplement plan within 6 months of the Part B effective date and within 6 months of turning age 65. That means no insurance carrier can deny you any coverage if you are interested with a real Medigap or Medicare supplement plan.
And then for folks 65 and older, we're sitting here, we're recording this in February. They're like, oh shoot, I wish I would have known about her when I signed up an annual enrollment. When can they reach out to you for a second opinion and making sure they're in the right plan?
Very good question. So now we're still sitting on what's called Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. This occurs from January 1st through March 31st. This enrollment period is only for folks who currently hold a Medicare Advantage plan. Those are your HMOs or PPOs, for example. And this is the time for you to be able to switch to another Medicare Advantage plan, go back to original Medicare, and maybe just do a prescription drug plan. Disenroll from that Advantage plan, go for a Medicare supplement plan if you pass medical underwriting, and you know, enroll with a solo standalone prescription drug plan. So there are many special election periods that can happen. Special election period is kind of a life event where typically you're given 60 days. This is when, for example, you're moving, losing coverage, or if you have any type of state assistance. And then the big one is the annual enrollment period. You and I have talked about that many times. The annual enrollment period occurs from October 15th through December 7th every year. So these are, like you said, for folks who are already on Medicare, they want to change into another Medicare Advantage plan. They want to move their prescription drug plan. So that's all also very important. And that's the value of what we do is, like I said, we help with the research and even beyond, year after year. And the beauty about our services is we are absolutely not allowed to charge a single fee.
All you got to pay is attention. I absolutely exactly. Love that. That's an amazing part about it. Now, the other thing I find interesting too is so many people 65 and older now are still working because they have to based on economic situations. And, you know, it always used to be someone 65 for the most part, they're retired, don't have to really make a decision. But now it's, well, let me compare my employer plan to Medicare. Everybody's different, of course, but what typically do you see in those situations and what advice do you offer?
So that's a daily question that comes to me. A lot of folks come to me with that very common question, right? So here's the general rule, folks. When you turn 65 and you're still actively employed with a large employer, meaning an employer that has over 20 employees, that offers credible coverage, meaning it has to be equal to or better than Medicare, you can absolutely refuse Medicare at age 65 without having to worry about being penalized in the future. And it's so easy to confirm all of those. You simply have to call your HR or your benefits department and ask, are we a large employer? And are we covered by a credible coverage? Another note to keep in mind is if you intend to continue working at age 65 and again, continue to have those conditions, what you can also do is keep what's called a proof of loss of credible coverage, which is sent to you annually, because this way, when you come to me down the road, whether you're age 70, 75, at that point, it's very important not to miss that. You do that 60 days prior to the month off whenever you're losing your employer health plan. And then we submit with that proof of loss of coverage document. This way we can attest that you've kept a credible coverage all this time and you won't be penalized. COBRA is another story for another day. At that point, you're given 8 months as well. And I know this all sounds Greek to you folks. That's the reason why we're here, is to make sure we provide you with all the proper timelines, the proper penalties, the proper regulations. We are on top of all these changes every day.
Yeah, I think that's the big takeaway here. Just don't assume that I've got a great employer plan. I don't even need to talk, even look at Medicare. You should at least still talk to an agent to make sure you're making all the right decisions, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, take advantage of us. We're not allowed to charge anything. Like I said, I make sure that we're on top. That means we do a lot of studying, you know, a lot of reading, a lot of compliance to make sure that we're able to represent you. And because at the end of the day, my goal really is to do what's best for you, right? That's what I live for. That's my purpose. That is my calling, is to make sure that you're on the right track, because one single mistake can cost you thousands of dollars.
And it's my goal to connect you with as many people as you can help as possible and create more success stories. But and you have many, you have a vault of them that you can pull from. But is there one you can share for our listeners and viewers here that really warms your heart?
Oh, there's plenty. And I think this is where I find gratitude and accomplishment with our daily purpose. I mean, I could go hundreds of stories, right? So when people come to me, I just make sure that I meet their certain expectations and really their needs. So I had a couple who came here about a couple of months ago in my office, and they were very confused. They didn't know what to do. They did have partial Medicaid. I was able to put them in a good plan that was absolutely beneficial to them and provided way more benefits. And they ended up crying with tears of joy because the benefits that were provided, I'm not allowed to state it, but it was way more than what they expected, right? And this guy was going through dialysis, taking 10 medications, diabetes with complications. They barely could make it, not sure whether to pay for heat or for food. And when you put them with a plan that gave them more than the medical, hospital, and prescription needs, you know, it's just amazing, because you don't know the impact that you give to other people. I mean, it's not from me. I feel like I am being called to, like I said, be the mediator and, you know, to be able to provide these services. I also have another person who's very healthy at age 65. I put her with a nice supplement plan, and she just said, I want you to cover me in full. I don't want any hassle. And we did, but she said, I'm very healthy. Well, 2 months after the plan kicked in, guess what? This person was just doing yard work, suddenly had a stroke, was in the hospital for a couple of months, was in rehab for a couple of months, just called me, you know, saying thank you, because they didn't receive a single bill. So I could go on and on, but I don't want to take up your whole day.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, what we talked about at the outset of the podcast, is being a senior solutions provider, not a salesperson. That's a prime example of it right there. At no point in that process did anybody feel like they were being sold anything other than
not
a solution. You know, so that's the heart of what you do. So what is the best way, Thea, for people to reach out to you to get the process started with us?
So, like I said, we're here to spread the good news. You know, we don't want to keep this a secret, because I promise you that you will be put in the right plan. We always aim to do what's best for you. So if you have any questions, give us a call. Our local number is area code 864-625-2112. Our website is medicaretlc.com, like tender loving care. You may also send us an email at admin@medicaretlc.com. Thank you so much.
Fantastic, Thea. Well, hey, even if one person's watching this that reaches out to you, then it was well worth our time here. And thanks for all the insight, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Ryan.